The opposition in the presidential election in Venezuela has mobilized an unexpectedly spirited campaign, drawing huge crowds after years of disunity. Its leading standard bearer is the governor from the wealthy state of Zulia, which traditionally has been an opposition stronghold. But NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to Zulia's capital, Maracaibo, and reports that even in a place that fiercely holds itself apart, the revolution, inspired by President Hugo Chavez, is making itself felt.
The state of Zulia, tucked in the northwest corner of Venezuela, borders Colombia. It's set apart geographically and temperamentally, hugging the shores of oil-rich Lake Maracaibo, with industries like this cement factory that churn 24 hours a day. Zulia's capitalist bent and independent streak inspire comparisons to Texas. But even in this bastion of opposition, the Chavez revolution is quietly burrowing its way into the hearts and minds. Early one morning this week, in a distressed section of town, patients, all wearing eye patches of blood-stained gauze, spill from the Milagro Hotel. The Lonely Planet travel guide warns readers, don't expect miracles here, despite its name. But this dingy way station borders on the miraculous for many. Patients recuperate after eye surgery here, while their doctors are billeted down the hall. Ramiro Garcia is among those congregated on the gas-fumed curbside waiting to be taken for a hospital checkup. Garcia, a chauffeur with cataracts, says the hospital bused him here from his home 8 hours away, provided food, a room, and his eye operation all for free.
No tenemos la posibilidad de pagar a un hospital o una clínica.
We don't have the means to pay for a hospital or a clinic to get this kind of care. And I am thankful to President Chavez. He's taking us, the middle class and poor people, into account. And you can see the benefits of it here.
By earmarking the oil-swollen national treasury for programs like this, Chavez has an almost demigod status among the poor, which analysts say virtually guarantees his re-election tomorrow. But supporters of leading opposition candidate Manuel Rosales accuse Chavez of using the country's oil wealth to buy allegiance and a victory that will consolidate government control over the private sector. Zulia is bracing for the country's strongest anti-Chavez stand. As they did last week in Caracas, Rosales supporters throng the streets of Maracaibo for the closing of the campaign Wednesday. Venezuela's disparate opposition has shown rare unity this time around. Analysts put it down more to fear and loathing of Chavez than of any deep feelings for Rosales. The father of 10 and Zulia governor has a raspy voice and bland demeanor that make him no match for the baritone singing president who electrifies crowds. Just as Chavez demonized the opposition as Washington's flunkies, Rosales resorts to the rhetoric that has Chavez playing the Castro puppet, intent on destroying democracy. It's a well-worn argument that opposition supporters like Celeste Somoso easily invoke.
Because of the difference between communism and democracy. This is just point blank. Point blank. There's no other way to explain it. It's freedom. Freedom for people. He's a true Democrat.
Chavez insisted at a press conference this week that this is not a dictatorship. This is a democracy. But Nestor Suarez, a former 1990s finance minister turned cattle rancher, says Chavez has stoked a dangerous socioeconomic divide.
Real serious. Because there is a fight between classes in Venezuela that Chavez has created and built in the last 8 years because he needs that market in order to control the whole society. That is the point.
The chauffeur with a bandaged eye and warm spot for Hugo Chavez worries that the country's unity is fragile and fraying. Ramiro Garcia says his support for President Chavez should not be mistaken as disrespect for the opposition, but rather only a difference of opinion.
Y el hecho porque yo sea seguidor del presidente Chavez no quiere decir que.
The fact that I support Chavez doesn't mean that they want to confront those who are against him. To the contrary, there has been so much confrontation in the world, people against people. Here, there should be brotherhood. We are all Venezuelans.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.